All this summer, All Things Considered has been checking in to see what people are reading. Now that summer is drawing to a close, we're concluding our troll through the country summer reading lists with a reader and a writer. Nichelle Tramble is the author of The Dying Ground, a mystery published this year. Her reading list is full of authors who have inspired her writing. Her other source of inspiration is music.
You know, I listen to music while I write, and it sort of just moved over into the reading experience. And I grew up with three sisters, so there was always noise and chaos in the house, and the music doesn't bother me. I'm able to just sort of blend it into the experience of reading with Shelby Lynn and Buddy Guy. Just like the writers, they're great at creating this environment with their words and their music, and I think that's where the two things match up. I just finished a book by Maureen Gibbon called Swimming Sweet Arrow, and that was wonderful. Her voice is very authentic. She writes about working class characters, and there's no winking her eye at the reader about their lives. She allows them to be themselves, mistakes and all. And I read Bitterroot by James Lee Burke, which was great. It's his second novel featuring Billy Bob Holland, a ex-Texas Ranger who's now a lawyer. So the story sort of goes from there. Nice mystery, but James Lee Burke is one of my favorites. He's always consistent. I also bought Fearless Jones by Walter Mosley and The Fig Eater by Jody Shields, which I had read a lot about. It's in trade paperback, so I picked that up. And I picked up some music to go along with these and just thought I'd make it about relaxation.
Nichelle Tramble is the author of The Dying Ground.